Hi everyone, I'm Lisa.
And I'm Nick.
And you're listening to It Takes Two, the podcast where two people take two movies with the same plot or premise and watch and discuss them.
Welcome to the sexiest episode that we'll probably ever do. Because these movies are erotica, there we go.
Really? You reckon that's what they're classed as?
Erotic
thrillers.
Yeah.
I guess.
Basic Instinct from 1992, which is a neo-noir erotic thriller film, and Body of Evidence, which is a 1993, did I say 2003?
No, you said 92.
Okay. A 93 erotic thriller.
Yeah. They're, erotic. I mean, basically the same movie.
Yeah, that's the whole purpose of our podcast, if you hadn't forgotten.
I mean, I feel like Body of Evidence is an unsuccessful ripoff of Basic Instinct.
I thought it was better.
What, really? Okay. Yeah. I think that most people listening to this have heard of Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
I feel like it's unlikely that the majority of people listening have any idea that Body of Evidence exists, never mind that it came out so close to the other one.
What was I confused with? The Leonardo DiCaprio movie, Body of Lies.
Yeah, I don't think that's the same.
That's not an erotic thriller.
I don't think so. Well, I haven't seen it, so maybe it is.
Where do you want to start?
I don't know.
In the sexy part, Lisa? Is that what you want to know?
I don't think there is one, but okay.
For our audio listeners, which is all of you, because we don't have a visual element to our podcast, Lisa's face twisted into a ball just when I said that, and her nose is all outstretched, and her upper teeth are showing.
I'm showing all the signs of aggression from a cat.
Yeah. without the hissing and swiping at my face.
It's called disgust. Thank you. Yeah, I don't know. These are weird movies. I don't think I'll be watching either of them again in a hurry.
Fair enough.
I do think that the one thing I can glean from these is that Sharon Stone is a better actress than Madonna.
Yeah. And that's why Madonna is a famous singer.
That's
and
better.
Sharon Stone is a famous actress.
Yeah, well, neither of them. I mean, I think Madonna had more acting credits under her belt than Sharon Stone at the time.
That's interesting. I'm going to look that up while we continue.
Or I think so. Because Sharon Stone was an unknown when she was cast in this. And now Sharon Stone is mainly known for having been in Basic Instinct.
She's done other movies.
I know, but that, like, a lot of people will think of Basic Instinct when they think of Sharon Stone. But she was... They didn't want to cast her because she was... not a known actor. She wasn't, like, a big name at the time. She'd been in, like, one or two other things. But none of the name actresses would do the film.
Whereas, I wonder why.
Yeah. Whereas Madonna was, like, chomping at the bit to make this film and, like, demanded that they cast Willem Dafoe as the guy who falls for her. So I think that says a lot about Madonna.
She was actually in... Sharon Stone was actually in one of my favorite
Total
movies.
Recall.
Yes.
Yeah, I know that. That's why she got cast in this.
Yeah.
Because she didn't get to read for it. Here we go. Here's fun trivia that I'm not even sure I took down, but I remember reading it. She didn't get to read for the part in Basic Instinct, but Paul Verhoeven directed Total Recall and Basic Instinct.
Yeah.
And he had her come in to do... ADR for like an airplane version of Total Recall. They had to like change some dialogue for it to be suitable for an airplane.
Makes sense.
She had read the script for Basic Instinct and wore an outfit that she thought the character would wear in to do her ADR for Total Recall so that he would look at her and be like, oh, maybe she could be. And that's how she ended up getting the part.
So there you go, struggling people. You
just dress for the job you want to have.
And yeah. That's why I have a meeting on Monday with HR, because I turned up to work on Friday dressed like Batman. She was also in Quick and the Dead, which is a really great movie.
Yeah, was that before this?
No, it was after, right. So it was 95. And then, of course, one of my favourite sci-fi horror thrillers of all time, Sphere.
All right, okay.
Which was 98, so...
Well, how much has she been in before she was cast in Basic Instinct?
Not a lot.
Yeah, exactly. She was not an... This kind of catapulted her career.
Yeah.
And I don't think you could say the same for Madonna. So you're looking at Sharon Stone, are you?
Yeah.
I'll have a look at Madonna's acting.
Well, I already did that as well. Madonna has directed some stuff, but she was mainly starring in things related to being Madonna.
But no, but she had been in, like, A League of Their Own was before that, I think, and Desperately Seeking Susan.
Yeah, Certain Sacrifice, Shanghai Surprise, Who's That Girl, Bloodhounds of Broadway, Dick Tracy, Madonna, Truth or Dare.
Yeah, we don't care about the Madonna stuff.
And League of Their Own.
Yeah.
Is that the baseball movie?
Yeah, yeah, it's a baseball movie. Yeah, so she was...
Oh, with Tom Hanks.
She had been in Desperately Seeking Susan and A League of Their Own, which are both, you know, relatively well-known films before this. And also, I mean, she was known. She was a name. You know, people knew who Madonna was.
Yeah.
Before Body of Evidence came out.
And then she was super horny for Willem Dafoe, which is, you know, understandable.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. You're telling me you're not super horny for Willem Dafoe?
I mean, yes, I am telling you that, but okay, that shouldn't be a surprise.
Well, clearly, for us audio listeners, you're clearly lying. Everyone is, in fact, horny for Willem Dafoe. If you don't agree with me, join our Discord and you can tell me in person. There you go.
Okay.
Perfect segue. This would be an ad space if we were sponsored. No, I thought...
What? What would he be advertising?
Sexy Willem Dafoe. He was, you know... Another erotically charged movie that I watched recently that you'd suggested, and then I don't know why I didn't. Oh, because I was still hung up about Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson's a surprisingly good actor.
Yeah, like, we went through, like, a whole phase.
Yeah. Are you going to say The Lighthouse is erotically charged?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's incredibly erotically charged. It's about spoilers.
You're fun to me, lobster, ain't
exactly,
you, boy?
Exactly. And for those who haven't seen it, Willem Dafoe says that while his ankles are behind his head. It's about two lonely men on an island, and one of them keeps touching himself.
I mean, in fairness, that is accurate. God, what a weird movie. I do like The Lighthouse, but it's bizarre.
We should watch it again soon. Anyway, we're not talking about those movies or Green Goblin. Mm-hmm. I like Spider-Man. I think Body of Evidence is a better movie.
Why?
Is it because
when they wrote Basic Instinct, they forgot DNA evidence was a thing? And it's never mentioned once in the whole movie?
I understand noir. I understand the concept. And I'm not, like, a huge fan. It's not my genre of choice.
Okay.
It feels retro in a way of, like, misogyny and sexism and stuff. Where, you know, and it's always the same sort of plot line where the you know, old retired gumshoe who's like an alcoholic, and you have the woman who's needs help, but it turns out she's the murderer at the end, which is basically the same as both these movies. It has the same flaw that I ranted on and on about from one of our Christmas episodes. Do you know what that is, Lisa? The audience is in the comment section before you.
Is it that they hate gay people?
No. It's about, for some reason, Hollywood doesn't understand what the fuck actors do. I mean, not actors, lawyers. Lawyers.
Yeah. But that's the one that you did like.
Yeah.
Doesn't understand. Body of Evidence doesn't know what the hell lawyers do.
Yeah.
I thought you were complaining about Basic Instinct.
No.
Which is one where queer people are evil.
Yeah, true. There was a sort of a weird, like...
All queer people are evil and mentally challenged, or have mental illness.
It was like a weird trope for a long time in, like, mainstream movies for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, this came out at the height of the AIDS epidemic, so it's no wonder they thought they were, like, pushing the agenda that queer people are evil and should be avoided. Queer people want to kill you with sex and should be avoided.
Yeah.
And the movie was largely protested by queer communities at the time, to the point that they stood outside cinemas on opening weekend with signs with spoilers on them.
Where was I going? Oh, yes.
You were saying that, yeah, Body of Evidence doesn't know what the hell a lawyer is.
Yeah, so we ended up Googling it just to be certain. I wish a lot of politicians would do this.
And yeah, it turns out that the lawyers can't just show up at crime scenes.
The district attorney can't turn up at crime scenes and ask the police to gather certain evidence that'll help his case. The district attorney is a representation of the people. And usually it's criminal cases, so murder makes sense. And then, so you basically, it's, I was expecting some court stuff to happen.
Yeah.
In
the other one?
In the other one, in Basic Instinct, but it's not, it's just the so I'll spoilers, obviously, because I don't know why you'd be listening to our podcast if you didn't understand that we spoil every single movie. Both movies start off with old men having sex with young women.
Yeah.
And then they die.
Yeah.
And then it's two different takes, basically the same plot lines. One is a lawyer played by Willem Dafoe.
Who's defending the girlfriend?
Yeah,
who has been
Madonna.
Who has been arrested for the murder?
And then it's a alcoholic cop played by I was going to say Douglas Harris, but that's not the right person.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas, who's defending?
No,
he's not. He's trying to determine.
Yeah.
As he's the police officer who's been, the detective who's been put in charge of the case.
Yeah, he believes that she killed the guy.
Yeah.
And he's trying to find evidence.
Yeah.
There's no evidence because they literally forgot DNA evidence was a thing. So
yeah.
It's not, no, it never gathered, never mentioned. There's no DNA evidence, even though she literally was having sex with the guy when it happened.
And also, no one does drug tests.
Yeah. What was really funny to me was that, because neither of us had seen either of these films. So we watched Body of Evidence first, where the reason it's called Body of Evidence is because they're trying to basically say her body is the evidence.
Yeah.
Because they think she literally killed him with sex. Because he was on cocaine and had a heart attack. And they're trying to say that she intentionally... you know, got him overworked with sex in order to give, you know, induce a heart attack and kill him so that she would get his money. That was the other thing, was that, like, she
was richer than he was.
No, in Body of Evidence, she got herself written into the will.
Yeah.
Whereas in Basic Instinct, there was no obvious motive because she already had a whole lot of money.
Yeah.
And had a successful career and, you know, degrees and stuff. But yeah, so we watched the first movie first where, like, you know, the idea is she had sex with him and then they're trying to gather evidence to be like, well, we think that her having sex with him is what killed him and she did it intentionally. It was premeditated.
Yeah.
And then we watched the second one, which also opens with the scene of, you know, it opens with a sex scene, and then she just gets out an ice pick and stabs him multiple times.
Yeah.
And we were like, whoa, okay. I think she really did kill him in this one. I mean, it, you know, spoiler, 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 she did it in both movies.
Yeah.
It was a lot more overt.
I think the problem that I'm facing now is both of these, because they're both, like, sort of, I wouldn't call it neo-noir for it's strange. What's a nice way of putting it?
Mm-hmm.
Both these movies have blended in my brain now.
Right.
Because they are so samey.
Yeah.
And what can you tell me now what one's higher? I can just look it up.
Basic Instinct. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah, Basic Instinct is the higher rated one.
Basic Instinct is way more well-known, way more successful.
So other than the controversy about homosexuality,
mm-hmm.
was...
No, that was Basic Instinct.
Yeah. So was Body of Evidence, like, criticized for, like, being too overtly, because the 90s were, like, a stuffy time, and I think that's why a lot of, like, stuff was, like, super secret in the 90s.
I don't know. I think people just didn't like it.
People didn't like it.
I think Body of Evidence, first of all, was, like, very samey and came out not very long after Basic Instinct. It just wasn't well received, I think. I don't think it was a... there was anything, like, particularly about it that people were... Like, I think people thought Madonna was a bit weird.
For the Willem Dafoe crush?
I think. Because she was... Because also she improvised a whole lot of the stuff. Like, the candle dripping stuff. Like, and her masturbating at one point was all Madonna just being like, I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, Madonna, what are you doing?
That's pretty... Good on her. That's what I'm just going to say. Because what I was going to say was that the only... So, it's... The... In... Basic Instinct, she is borderline a sexual predator.
Mm-hmm.
She knows how to get what she wants. Sharon Stone's character knows how to get what she wants.
Yeah, she's got a degree in psychology, is that right? Yeah.
And she is manipulating men left, right, and center.
Yeah.
To the point where we all know the famous scene, even if you haven't seen this movie, of her doing the leg crossing thing and all the men in the room being all sweaty and staring at her.
Yeah.
It's a famous scene from the movie. Every teenage boy who had an internet connection has seen that. Where Madonna, on the other hand, is just, I think, a very, very sexual creature. And isn't she's doing it for her own benefit rather than... Well, that is the same as manipulating people. I'm saying she's doing it because she wants to do it rather than to get what she wants.
What was...
The sex is what she wants. That's my takeaway from the character differences.
No, I mean, she also wanted money.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But if, you know...
And she wanted to get away with it, because that was the whole thing that, like...
They both,
You know, by the end of it, she was, like, she literally... When she was, spoiler alert, found not guilty, she was like, oh, you almost had me convinced. And he's like, oh, shit.
And it all been, like, a giant setup, where they'd had a witness for the prosecution who was actually on her side and, like, had made fake tapes to, like, screw with the evidence.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of stuff that happened, and Willem Dafoe and also, who the hell's the other guy?
Joe Mantegna?
Both terrible lawyers.
Awful lawyers.
Me and Lisa have become expert on lawyers.
Do you watch all of The Good Wife?
Yeah.
That's, like, necessarily, you know.
Yeah.
Like, a good way to learn law, but it is a very good show.
Yeah. Because it's a TV series and not a movie, they have to be way more accurate to actual law, because otherwise people can complain.
What was the motive in Basic Instinct? It seemed to be just that
it was jealousy.
Was it?
Because the real killer wasn't Sharon Stone.
It was Sharon Stone.
They were both killers.
Yeah, they were both... Or were they? Or was Beth framed?
I don't know. We both watched the same movie and I thought it was Beth the entire time.
Well, it's clearly Sharon Stone in the opening scene. It's her, you see her face.
Yeah.
That is Sharon Stone's face and Sharon Stone's body. Sharon Stone committed the murder that the whole movie is about.
Yeah.
And also then she has the ice pick under the bed at the end of it because she thinks about killing him and then decides against it.
Yeah.
So she writes books.
Yes.
About murders. And then she commits those murders.
Yeah. As using the books as clearly as a copycat killer, because why would I do this? Because it would just point to me. So this is my alibi.
Yeah.
I'm going to uncross my legs. What are you going to do? Arrest me for smoking?
I mean, they could have.
Yeah.
They actually could have done that.
Yeah.
Yeah, she very much is just... I think she literally just gets off on messing with people's heads and making them question their reality.
And the issue is that Michael Douglas's girlfriend...
Yeah.
The person he's also seeing is also a therapist.
Yeah.
And is also a murderer.
Maybe.
No, because, well, no, because she did murder people. And she...
What evidence do we have that she murdered people?
I don't know.
So he kills her because
did
she...
Did I even watch the movie?
Yeah, so it's set up. So there's a whole thing where both the psychologist-y people are playing him off against each
but
other.
But she... How did she get his confidential doctor's files?
Who? Oh, Sharon Stone?
No!
What, his psychologist?
Yes!
She is his psychologist. She's the one who took the notes.
Yeah, and then leaked it to Internal Affairs.
Well, yeah.
And then the guy from Internal Affairs ends up dead.
Yeah.
And it was the pistol that belonged to the therapist, not Sharon Stone.
How do we know the pistol belonged to the therapist?
Because they said it at the end of the movie.
They found it in her bedroom.
So you're telling me...
They didn't find it on her, and we never see her with it.
But she also has a blood-covered rain jacket from the whatever police department, and mm-hmm. also the ice pick that was a murder weapon, also found nowhere near Sharon Stone.
So, well, Sharon Stone has the ice pick at the end of the movie. She has
no. She had a different ice pick because the other one, the one that was.
There's so many ice picks in this movie. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, yeah. It's like
but
a
here's,
running
here's
thing.
The thing. Okay, so Gus allegedly gets a call from Sharon Stone's roommate from college, who we find out later has actually been dead for years, telling him to go to a suite that doesn't exist in a place. Right, he goes up. He gets killed. By someone in a costume, so we don't see who it is. Michael Douglas downstairs realizes it's a trap, comes up, finds him dead, and then Beth arrives, and she's like, I got a voicemail telling me to meet him here. Where is he? And then he shoots her. And she has nothing on her that ties her to the murder. Nothing on her that is a weapon. And then in a stairwell nearby, they find some discarded stuff. It's deliberately left ambiguous that it could be either way. But, like, there's no definitive evidence that she did any of the murders.
Here's my takeaway.
Yeah.
They're all murderers.
Including who? Who's all?
All the characters.
All the characters are murderers?
Yeah. Okay. Michael Douglas is a murderer because he shot a bunch of people and that's why he was related to Internal Affairs.
Yes.
The guy from Internal Affairs, who is played by a very famous character actor who I can't remember off the top of my head right now, and I feel bad about it. What is his name?
I don't know. Anyway, continue.
The therapist is a piece of shit and possibly a murderer. Beth is clearly insane. And Sharon Stone's clearly insane. They're all insane and murdering a bunch of people. Should be put on an island and whoever, like, should be just filmed and whoever, like, leaves is the last person. Like, Hunger Games, but better.
Mitch Pileggi?
Yeah, that's the one.
I don't think I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it is a movie full of terrible people.
Yeah. The other movie was better.
Okay, why?
I think... Just Willem Dafoe?
Yeah, I mean...
Just Willem Dafoe made that movie.
I think you could have improved Basic Instinct by just putting Willem Dafoe in it.
Yeah. I just...
But I think if you took Willem Dafoe out of body of evidence, you'd have a terrible
movie,
film.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think the writing is as good, and I don't think the acting from anyone other than Willem Dafoe is as good. Madonna...
I don't know. Madonna is pretty convincing.
Well, that's because Madonna wasn't acting. Madonna did method acting.
Yeah.
And hung out with Dominatrix, who taught her how to do things like tying the belt behind his back.
Yeah.
And then, like, actually tortured Willem Dafoe without telling him what she was doing.
Yeah.
And then, like, also she had an acting coach who quit before production began because Madonna wouldn't listen to him and said that she knew everything. So literally she wouldn't take acting advice from an acting coach because she thought she already knew how to do everything when she wasn't an actor.
It's my favorite thing. No, that's a lie.
What
is? That's a hyperbolic thing whenever I say that. One of my favorite things is very, very similar to another thing that I quote all the time, which is when Quentin Tarantino wrote a character for from Dusk Till Dawn that was going to have Selma Hayek pour tequila
down
a leg and make him suck his toes, and then he was like, "I'm going to play that character." Yeah. Hey guys, I'm not trying to hide my foot fetish or nothing. Madonna wanted Willem Dafoe in the movie.
Yeah.
And then proceeded to have erotica with Willem Dafoe.
So I think what we watched, I don't think we watched
a film.
I think we watched a documentary about an affair between Willem Dafoe and Madonna.
Yeah.
Because they also didn't use body doubles for anything.
Yeah.
And there's scenes where he, I 100%, as far as I'm aware, he legitimately just ate her out at one point in that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not necessary.
It's method acting.
That's not method acting. That's just making, porn, I guess, at that point. That's just them, they just made, a really long sex tape of Madonna and Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying the movie was bad.
Why?
I think the twists are both, which obviously we've spoiled early on, were both really genuinely decent twists. And if you hadn't have seen as many, hundreds of movies like the both of us, thousands probably, if you combine both of our brains into an amorphous blob that will destroy you all. The storylines aren't original. Like, the plots aren't original. Like I said about your sort of stuff where it's like the help me, I'm in trouble, lots of rain, black and white, why'd she have to walk into my offices of all the offices in the shithole city, long drag a cigarette, alcoholic, used to be a cop. That kind of atmosphere is in both these movies except one of the characters is a lawyer.
Yeah.
And has, from my understanding, way better sex than the other one does. In the movie. I don't know about their personal lives. Well, Catherine's... Who is... Well, because I know Michael Douglas had some interesting facts to say about oral sex and his throat cancer. But he was married to Catherine Zeta-Jones. He
still is.
Still is. So,
That's a long marriage thing. He's been together for a very long time.
Well, he's been married to? Who's he had? Look at that mustache.
He only married Catherine Zeta-Jones in 2000, so he wasn't married to her at this point. He's married to Deandra Luker? I don't know who that is.
Willem Dafoe's, is it current wife? Looks like current wife. Is an Italian lady, and she looks a lot younger. Oh, no. Spouse. Oh, okay, so it's his current. 74... 50, so she's 20 years younger than him.
Fair enough.
There you go, there's a picture.
Okay, yeah. That's helpful for our audience.
She's 48 and he's a lot older.
Oh, he met her on the set of The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Fair. I've run out of thing to say about that subject. Moving on. No, the real...
What was the point in talking about their spouses?
That the difference between the movies is Willem Dafoe had better sex than than Michael Douglas in the movie. That's the takeaway.
Well, I mean, I think the other thing is that when they made Basic Instinct, they were actually, A, had a budget, and B, were considerate of the fact that there was a...
audience?
No, there was an AIDS epidemic ongoing.
True.
So they had to wear, so they wore protective stuff.
Right.
Because of the AIDS epidemic.
Right.
Even though they also were making a movie about how queer people are evil sex demons.
Yeah.
Whereas Body of Evidence, they just went at it. There's no safety happening there. They're just legitimately having sex. Madonna's like, I think this scene will be more genuine if you let me actually restrain Willem Dafoe when he can't actually respond to anything I'm doing, except with shock and fear. I think that will make it better.
It's called method acting, Lisa. is good acting.
It's not good acting.
It's good acting.
It's, if your acting is dependent on having to restrain, literally, actually, physically restrain your coworker, that's not good acting.
But the movie's better.
It's not a good movie.
I'm not saying the movie's good. I'm not saying either of these movies are good. I'm just saying that Body of Evidence is a better movie than Basic Instinct. Okay.
But you're basing that off Willem Dafoe having better sex.
Yes. That is my opinion. I'm entitled to it because I live in a country with freedom. Thank you.
Okay.
Congratulations. We've done it, chat. We've broken Lisa.
You're not streaming. Don't refer to our audience as chat. That's not how this works. Julianne Moore hates the movie. That's something me and Julianne Moore have in common, I think.
Right.
Is that we don't like Body of Evidence.
Well, what was her reason?
She didn't like her own nude scene or her sex scene with Willem Dafoe.
Well, they made one of the characters, one of the actors in the movie.
She said, "I was too young to know better. It was the first time I've been asked to get naked. It turned out to be completely extraneous and gratuitous. Ugh, it was a terrible film and a terrible performance by me. It was about nothing and I didn't need to be doing it."
Fair enough.
I mean, accurate. I mean, I think the whole point of her sex scene with Willem Dafoe is to be like, look how gross and like, you know, not great regular sex is with his wife, and then whoa, look at this.
I don't think that's the point of what they're trying to portray to the audience either. what it said to me was
that he gets turned on by thinking about the other lady.
Yeah, the whole purpose was that like he got aroused by Madonna.
Yeah.
And then went out and took it out on his wife. Mm-hmm. And the same thing happened in the other movie, Basic Instinct. True, yeah.
Apparently, there's a weird thing in the IMDb trivia about that scene that I think is a lie.
Which movie? Basic Instinct.
Basic Instinct. The scene that you're describing where he takes it out on the therapist, where it basically turns into rape.
Yeah.
Which is creepy. Allegedly, they didn't know they were being filmed when that happened.
What a crock of shit.
Exactly. Allegedly, they were rehearsing for the scene. But if they're rehearsing for the scene, why would he rip all her clothes off?
Yeah.
That's not what you do in a rehearsal.
The poor wardrobe department.
Yeah.
I don't know how long this has been going for. We've just been talking in circles about all this. I warned you, audience.
Did you know?
It was the sexiest podcast episode we're going
to
do.
And this is maybe more of a testament to their thinking queer people are evil thing. But apparently, allegedly, the role of Nick, Michael Douglas's character in Basic Instinct, was originally written to be a lesbian. And they had Kathleen Turner in mind to play her.
Interesting.
And then they changed it to a young man. And then Michael Douglas got cast and they rewrote the script to make him a middle-aged man.
Yeah.
Because they were like, he ain't a young man.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's what happens, though. Like, you find the right actor for the right role, and then you just change the writing, because otherwise it doesn't work.
Yeah. And in the case of Body of Evidence, you do that because Madonna says, I really want to do this movie, and you better cast Willem Dafoe.
Yeah. I want to pour hot wax on Willem Dafoe and also make him perform oral sex on me on top of a car after smashing broken glass and then riding him so he gets broken glass in his back.
Yeah. I mean, that sure is a thing that happened in that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
He's a lawyer. Going back, okay, rant time. Enough talking about all the fun stuff. Okay, so we got the district attorney in the movie who shouldn't have been on the crime scene, so therefore should have been excused for not being the lawyer in the case.
Yep.
The judge in that case also seems to have an issue with Willem Dafoe and should have excused themselves. Willem Dafoe should have had obviously, because of all the stuff we've just explained, had a conflict of interest and should have excused himself or otherwise been disbarred.
Yeah, for having sex with his client during the ongoing investigation and criminal proceedings.
What actually did happen in Basic Instinct is he was removed from duty.
Yeah, and then he only initiated the sexual relationship with her after that, because he was like, well, I don't need to care about it anymore because
but then still continued to investigate it, and they also used evidence that he gathered as evidence in the criminal case that they were trying to build, all the evidence of the case that we're trying to build. So that evidence would have been thrown out by the lawyers in court.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically they both got away with it because men are dumb and horny.
Yeah.
That's
why Willem Dafoe signed on to the project.
Because he's dumb and horny.
No. Because he was interested in a film that reversed the Hollywood norms, and he wanted, and the fact that it was a female character that was...
Yeah, femme fatales are fantastic archetypes.
And that the female character was dominating during sex and also and also taking control of the narrative of the story.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I want to do that. And then he apparently also went to a criminal trial to prepare for the role, like to research, and the trial kept getting paused because people kept recognizing him on the phone and wanting to talk to him.
Be like, yeah... So, as you can see from the evidence, what the fuck is that, Willem Dafoe?
Yeah. It's like the jurors kept getting distracted because Willem Dafoe was there. The judge at one point wanted to talk to him because it was Willem Dafoe. And then he's just like, I'm just going to research for a role by just watching this trial. And they're all like, why is Willem Dafoe here? What's going on?
Yeah. Trivia.
Yeah, you're just going to get into those already? Okay.
Yeah, like, I
there's honestly... There's nothing to say about these movies.
They're the same. Women are the strong characters. Men are dumb and horny. Yeah.
I think...
They don't... This time period of Hollywood, no one cares about, like, actual rules or laws or policies or anything.
I think either film would have been improved by switching one of the actors. Like, if you'd put Sharon Stone in Body of Evidence, it would have been a better movie. Or if you'd put Willem Dafoe in Basic Instinct.
Just put Willem Dafoe in both roles.
Yeah. But I do think Sharon Stone is a better actor than Madonna.
No, I'm saying that...
Oh, put Willem Dafoe and as the woman as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so we just had two movies of Willem Dafoe having sex with himself. It would have been great.
All right, well, everyone has learned something about what Nick is into today. including myself. So this has been enlightening.
Peter, stop, it's me.
So, it's trivia. So, neither Madonna nor Willem Dafoe had body doubles for any of their scenes. Yeah. Of course. Madonna insisted Willem Dafoe be restrained during the hot wax scene so that, and when she improvised, his reactions would be genuine. Her acting coach hates her. Yeah.
Covered all those.
She hung out with a real life dominatrix for a while. Madonna's salary was higher than all of the other actors combined.
Yeah, that sounds like Madonna.
Yep. The director...
Was there a director? I'm pretty sure it's just Madonna at this point.
Yeah. Well, the director said in an interview in 1983 that, loads of other actresses that they approached didn't like the idea of the explicit sex scenes,
right.
Whereas Madonna
wanted more,
got her agent to pursue the role for her and kept saying, like, no matter how far the scenes go, I will always go a step further. And then the director also said Madonna refused to take any direction during the sex scenes. It's just a documentary. It's just Madonna having sex with Willem Dafoe. That's all
she
watched.
Just made a very, very high budget sex tape with a plot.
Yeah, she just was like, this is my one chance to have sex with Willem Dafoe, and I'm taking it.
Do you know, like, you're speaking about this as a negative, but because I'm about, you know, I'm about lifting women up, Lisa. Good for her.
Jeez. Okay. All right. The first thing on the other movie is no body doubles were used in any of the sex scenes. So they
shocking.
Also didn't use, but they did use protection, which is more than, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
You're talking about, like, let's clarify. Hang on. Let's clarify. There's protection as in, like, modesty stuff, right?
As in stuff to stop them from getting AIDS from each other. Which, I mean, or other illnesses, which is probably a good thing considering what we know about Michael Douglas and how he did contract, he did end up with throat cancer because of HPV.
Well, allegedly. He had throat cancer.
Allegedly because of HPV.
And he blames it on HPV.
HPV.
And then he also says sex helped cure his cancer.
Did he say that? Okay.
Yeah.
Steven Spielberg watched this film. Steven Spielberg.
Which movie?
We're on Basic Instinct now. Okay. Right. I feel like I want to turn this into like a question for you. So Steven Spielberg watched this movie and was like immediately taken with one of the actors to the point that he had to stay to watch the end credits to get that actor's name so he could cast them in something. Who do you think it was?
They've all just blended together in my head. Oh, Didrick Nedry.
Wayne Knight, he saw him in Basic Instinct and went, that's who I want for Dennis Nedry for Jurassic Park. And he literally sat through all of Basic Instinct and sat through the credits so that he could find out Wayne Knight's name so that he could be like, hey, I want you to be in this kids movie that I'm making about dinosaurs. Michael Douglas really didn't like that they cast Sharon Stone. He really wanted there to be a named actor, like a well-known actor. He thought the movie would be carried by having two well-known actors in the leads.
Right.
So he wanted to be Demi Moore or Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer was like, absolutely not. She was like, I'm prudish and my father is alive and I'm not uninhibited about my body. I am not doing this movie. This was an interesting one. So this is like secondhand information, so I don't know how accurate this is, but I did like it as a bit of trivia. So Michelle Visage.
Okay.
Oh no, sorry, not sorry. During an interview with Michelle Visage, Cassandra Peterson, who is the lady who played Elvira, if you know who that is.
Right.
She was dating Bill Cable in the 90s. Bill Cable was the guy who is murdered at the beginning of Basic Instinct.
Right.
According to her, Sharon Stone got so into that scene that while she was, like, stabbing the blood pack she was supposed to be stabbing, she was also stabbing the ice pick down into him, and he ended up having to go to hospital afterwards. So his, like, screaming in the beginning is real because Sharon Stone was literally stabbing him with an ice pick. And he it's had
called
to
method acting.
He didn't sustain any serious injuries, but he had permanent scars on his chest afterwards, and had to be treated in the emergency room for puncture wounds varying to from half an inch to an inch deep.
That's pretty deep.
Yeah,
but that's also a cool scar to have.
from Sharon Stone stabbing you on the
Like, you know, how'd you get that scar? Well, you know, I was Sharon Stone was naked and on top of me and she stabbed me up a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like I've covered pretty much all the rest of the stuff that I have.
Okay.
So budget and box office. Have you looked into these already?
I skimmed past it.
Okay, cool. Because I like it when we can quiz you on them. What do you think the budgets are for these films?
I reckon they're pretty small budget movies. Obviously, because there's not a lot of... Well, that's... Actually, I take that back. There is a car chase sequence for some reason.
Oh yeah, that's something I didn't take down, but you've just reminded me. Michael Douglas insisted on doing all of his own stunt driving.
Okay.
So that's another thing. Which probably explains why there's so many times that he just, like, drifts into a parking space.
Are they similar budgets?
Relatively similar.
I'm going to say they're both, because it was the 90s, I reckon they were both, like, between 15 and 25.
No, both higher than that.
Really?
$30 million for Body of Evidence, $49 million for Basic Instinct.
And how much went into actual production for Body of Evidence?
I don't know. I imagine most of it was Madonna's salary.
Right.
Considering she was paid more than the entire rest of the cast combined, which included Willem Dafoe and Julianne Moore.
Yeah.
So she must have got a hefty paycheck. What do you think of box office for them?
$100 million
You think one of them made $100?
No, $100 million.
Which one?
Basic Instinct. Because as soon as the words got out about Sharon Stone doing the cross leg flashing.
Significantly more than that.
Really?
Mm-hmm. $353 million.
Jesus.
At box office. Now, what do you think body of evidence made at box office?
50.
No, lower.
Lower than 50. Did it cover its production cost?
No, not even Jesus. Half of its production cost.
So it was just an artsy sex tape for Madonna.
Also, apparently, that was another thing. The director got really mad at Madonna because Madonna released, like, a sex book around the time the movies came out, before the movie came out, and they reckoned that, like, people didn't bother go to see the movie because they'd already read all about Madonna's sex life. So they think that part of the box office not doing so well was because people were like, I don't need to see Madonna having sex with Willem Dafoe. I've already read all about it. $13 million.
Wow.
So budget of $30 million, box office $13 million.
Did it like crawl back because of VHS sales?
I don't think so. I hadn't heard of this movie till I was researching for the podcast. I literally had never heard of it. Whereas Basic Instinct, while I hadn't seen it and wasn't particularly interested in it, I have heard of it like hundreds of times.
And so many parodies of it.
Mm, true. It's referenced all the time.
Yeah, including the Simpsons reference where it's Willy being investigated and he does the leg thing. And
right.
I'm assuming...
In a kilt?
No, he says that... Police Chief Wiggum says, if you do that again, I'm going to shoot you. It clearly looks like Dennis Nedry. Yeah, no, that's interesting. That's an interesting takeaway.
Mm.
When you get that rich, folks, you can just have a glorified sex tape that you count as a movie. Wait, didn't a bunch of people just do that recently?
Probably.
Wasn't Shia LaBeouf one of them?
What? Just making sex tapes?
Yeah, there's some movie that they were like, the whole purpose of the, like, I was going to say necromancer. That's not the right thing. And it's not necrophiliac either. The hell's the...
Nymphomaniac.
Yeah.
I have heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, Madonna won a Worst Actress Golden Raspberry Award for this.
I bet she didn't give a shit.
Willem Dafoe was nominated for Worst Actor for Raspberry Awards.
Why?
Probably just because the script is terrible.
It's not his fault.
Ew.
He was acting. He was well, he wasn't acting. That was a problem.
Well, that was... We talked about this, the Razzies on, I think, our episode about...
Catwoman?
We didn't do an episode about Catwoman. What are you talking about? No, the Gunslinger Girls episode. Little girl who was in the movie with Nick Cage got nominated for a Razzie for Worst Actress when she was, like, 11 or 12 or something. And it was like, what are you doing? You're just humiliating a child because she was in a film with a bad script.
Yeah.
Like, that's not her fault. I was trying to find out if there's anything about VHS sales, but I'm not really seeing anything. Although it does say, hang on, it does say it actually made more than what I got originally. So $38 million.
Okay.
Internationally, most of which was in Canada.
Good old Canadians.
It made $25 million. Dollars in Canada. So.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Canadians are just like watching Madonna and Willem Dafoe have sex, I guess.
Yeah.
Also, this is probably something that didn't help, is that, like, people obviously really didn't like it, because I think most of its money was made in opening week, and in the second week, it had a 60% drop in sales. Otherwise, I feel like if I look up the same information for Basic Instinct, it's going to be, like, an increase. Because people were like, you gotta go watch this film.
Yeah, because
Sharon Stone shows off her vagina.
Yeah. You would have told all your buddies at work on Monday, and they would have been like, you know, waited till Tuesday, and be like, to their partners, been like, oh, we should go to the movies this weekend. Oh, there's, like, a thriller that's probably worth watching. You know, I haven't heard anything about it.
Yeah, so here's the thing. Okay. So in the US box office, in opening week, they made about the same.
Right.
Basic Instinct made $15 million, Body of Evidence made $13 million.
Right.
And then everyone just kept going to see Basic Instinct, and no one else wanted to see Body of Evidence after the first few people went to see it.
Yeah.
So it literally just, like, it remained number one at the box office for 4 weeks. It was the highest grossing film of the year. Number one for 3 weeks in the UK. So it was the highest grossing film of the year in Italy, highest grossing film of all time in Spain.
What?
Number one in the year of the year in France, Germany, South Africa, Iceland, and Ireland. Number one for 3 weeks in Australia, and the second highest grossing film of the year. What was the highest grossing film of the year? That year. Strictly Ballroom, which is an Australian film, so that makes sense.
Makes sense.
I guess it got around a lot more. Also, I know you were saying, you know, maybe Body of Evidence got better VHS sales and stuff.
Yeah.
I can't find anything about the VHS sales for Body of Evidence, but Basic Instinct, they released, like, regular edition, and then an R-rated version, and then a collector's edition, a director's cut, an ultimate edition, etc., etc. They keep re-releasing it and getting more money for it, so it's either way, it will have made more money.
Right.
What
about the Madonna cut?
4K Ultra HD Collector's Edition on Blu-ray DVD, released in 2021, of Basic Instinct. There you go. If people want to go look at Sharon Stone's bits in 4K Ultra HD.
I'm sure there are people will.
And a new documentary added as a special feature to that version. So there you go. Restored from the original 35mm negative. There you go. So if you're so inclined.
If you're so inclined.
I'm just looking at, like, what was added to the director's cut, and it's like, in the opening scene, they add, like, extra stabs, including through his nose, and they show the killer still having violent sex with him while stabbing him. And then there's the the scene where he's ripping Beth's clothes off. There's an uncut version where they have even rougher sex, and then the scene where him and Catherine have sex after going to the club is longer and more explicit. It's like, cool. So, but that just means that they filmed these, like, ridiculously long. But I think that was the thing. Yeah, I think that was something. I think Paul Verhoeven, like, deliberately filmed, like, ridiculous amount of footage of all the sex scenes.
Yeah.
So that he could cut it in different ways to, like, try and get the rating approval to put it on cinema screens in the States.
What I was going to say is, we did speak about this during the beginning of the movie. We did have a conversation. Because we usually try and keep all of our conversations to the podcast.
Yeah.
It was, I turned to you after she'd stabbed him, but was still having sex with him, and said, do you think he finished? And then the next scene was them using a torch to see all the semen on his blanket.
Yeah.
And you were like, I'm sure he did.
It seems like it. They made a joke about it as well in the film. I can't remember what they said.
Yeah.
They were like, he got some before he got some, or something like that. Yeah, like something to that extent.
I thought it was like he got off before he got offed.
Oh, is that what it was?
I think so.
If not,
that's clever and someone can steal it. Feel free.
Yeah, it was something along those lines anyway. Yeah. It was like, okay, all right, cool. Also, there's more murders happen in that one. There's
a lot of murders and yeah.
In Body of Evidence, I feel like it's implied that she tried to kill someone else. Oh, and but she did also have a former boyfriend who had died, I think, and left her money. Whereas in Basic Instinct, it's like implied that she's just been killing people forever, and then also a bunch of people die within the confines of the movie.
Yeah. A lot of dead people.
Yeah. A
lot of sexy dead people. Thank you for joining us on this very different episode. Maybe some of you are uncomfortable. Maybe some of you are too comfortable and now have to have a private conversation with yourself. I don't. I'm perfectly comfortable with my... Well, I was going to say Willem Dafoe fetish.
Oh, God!
No, it's not true. I just like him a lot. Is okay? All right? You can find us in other places by going to our website, ittakes2.co.nz.
Mm.
Would you like to contribute any way to the conversation, Lisa?
Yeah, sure. You've already said it. Our website is in the show notes. You can find all our socials there as well. We don't post so much on Twitter anymore, but we do post on Tumblr, Instagram, a little bit on Facebook. And we, as Nick mentioned earlier, have a Discord server that you can join and tell us what you think of the episode or if you have any ideas for future episodes. Yep. Or anything else you want to discuss with us.
Just send memes or pictures of pets. You know, that's all good too. Yep,
absolutely.
That's what Discord's made for.
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Goodbye.